So it's not bad having somebody local who understands how the school fits into the community. And one of the big challenges that comes with 100 Central is how much will the 100 Central's new fitness center cost? There's been a big plan about this, and Sally Graziano of NJ.com reports on the 19th that two times now 100 Central Regional High School has sought bids to construct a fitness center that its architect says should cost $1.9 million. Both times bids have come back higher, and on Monday night the school board rejected the second round of bids. The lowest in the second round was $2.1 million. Following a 7-2 vote Monday night, the board will now seek to negotiate a contract for the project without competitive bids.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump sounding like they're now the inevitable presidential nominees after big wins in the New York primary. Clinton running up a 15 percentage point win over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says this solidifies her bid for the Democratic nomination.
The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch and victory is in sight.
Donald Trump, meantime, racking up more than 60% of the Republican vote, saying he's got the GOP nomination just about wrapped up.
We don't have much of a race anymore, based on what I'm seeing on television. Senator Cruz is just about mathematically eliminated.
Ohio Governor John Kasich coming in second with 25%. Bernie Sanders heading home to Vermont for the day to rest after his weeks of campaigning. Houston schools back open today after heavy rains and flooding canceled classes, killing at least seven people. This is USA Radio News.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price participation vary.
Viacom warning Dish Network subscribers that they might lose a couple of networks tonight. The two companies negotiating for several months about which Viacom networks Dish would carry and for how much. The president saying he hopes more U.S. troops in Iraq will help their forces retake a major city from ISIS. USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
My expectation is that by the end of the year, we will have created the conditions whereby Mosul will eventually fall.
President Obama telling CBS this morning they're making progress against ISIS, but the uptick in troops is needed, he says.
We're not doing the fighting ourselves, but when we provide training, when we provide special forces who are backing them up, when we are gaining intelligence, working with the coalitions that we have, what we've seen is that we can continually tighten the noose.
It'll bring the total number of U.S. forces in Iraq to about 4,100.
Illinois is a step closer to letting people have small amounts of marijuana. The Senate overwhelmingly approving a bill to decriminalize a small amount of the drug. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Intel, the company that makes some of the important parts in computers, cutting about 11% of its workforce as demand for their product goes down. That means about 12,000 people are set to lose their jobs. Intel hoping to restructure to supply chips for things like smartphones, cloud computing, sensors, and other devices. In addition to those layoffs, they're also going to consolidate facilities and cut projects. Employees affected by the restructuring will be notified in the next 60 days. This is their largest layoff since 2006. A California Senate committee killing a bill allowing the state to regulate how much Uber and Lyft charge their customers. Randy Fuller has more.
San Diego Senator Ben Hueso unsuccessfully successfully argued before the Transportation Committee Tuesday that the state has to fix prices to make it more fair for people who want to ride.
If somebody goes to a restaurant and pays $6 for the ride, and then on the way home, because demand increased, they're paying $60 for that same ride.
Laguna Niguel Senator Patricia Bates says it doesn't make sense for the state to regulate Uber and Lyft because local governments are starting to deregulate cabs.
I feel that what's happened to our taxi industry has truly been unfair, and looking for a solution to that, this doesn't strike me as the solution.
The bill failed by one vote. I'm Randy Fuller.
Fidel Castro says Cuban communism will remain long after he's gone. The 89-year-old making a rare appearance at a Communist Party meeting in Havana, saying that his time left on Earth is short. He led the 1959 revolution that brought the communists to power. This is USA Radio News.
And good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. Today's edition is going to be all about color. One of the things that I do is 2 days a week solely, I do color appointments. That is, I'll come to your home and pick the paint colors for your each room in your house or the outside of your house. And color really is magic. It changes the look of a home dramatically more than anything else. But why don't we go ahead and start by taking a look at the weather. The weather's been so nice lately. Let's see where we're at this morning. The National Weather Service is telling us, okay, that currently it's 55 degrees with fair skies. Today it's going to be sunny with a high of 69 degrees, a perfect day. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 39. On Thursday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 71 degrees. On Thursday night, there's a 40% chance of showers with a low of 54. On Friday, a 60% chance of showers, likely with a high of 73 degrees. On Friday night, there's a 40% chance of showers with a low of 50. On Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 67 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 39. And then finally, on Sunday, it will be a high of 65 degrees and mostly sunny. So it looks like we're looking at beautiful days in a row, which is nice. Welcome to Modern Design here on Hunter and Chamber Radio. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer for the past 18 years. I have a shop right here in Flemington, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza, next to Wendy's, right by Ideal Tile. We're in the former Lenox location with over 2,500 square foot of space, both decorative interior objects and gifts and beautiful things, as well as fine carpets and area rugs. Come visit us. The phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Well, today's topic is all about color. As I say, 2 days a week, I do some work for the Riccardi Brothers, and the Riccardi Brothers are the nation's largest Benjamin Moore dealer. And what I do 2 days a week, typically that's Tuesdays and Fridays, is I work out of their corporate headquarters in Maplewood, and people come in by appointment, and I go to their homes, and I pick their paint colors for them. Because, you know, there really is nothing like the right paint colors in a home. It does more for you than anything else, and it's probably one of the least expensive renovations you can do that make a real impact on how your home looks. So I decided I brought in the entire library of Benjamin Moore, and we're going to focus today. I'm going to ask you all to get pens and paper out, because I'm going to give you those colors that I use over and over again and find them to be tried and true colors. Now, I will tell you that color is the absorption of light. It's the perceived absorption of light. So certain colors here may not necessarily look terrific in your house. Others may look better than other ones. It all depends on a personal consultation in your home to get the balance of color right and have the best colors for your home. But having said that, again, there are colors that I've painted over and over again. I also own Maven Hill Painting. We paint every week. And I see these colors go on the wall. So I know what works and what doesn't. So I'm going to give you my best bet this show, all about pink colors. All right, we're going to take a couple commercial messages, and we'll be back and get your pen and paper out. I'm going to teach you the best colors to paint your house for this spring.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and today we're going to talk about paint colors. We're going to specifically deal with Benjamin Moore today. I will, in a future show, devote it to, or at least a segment of it, to Sherwin-Williams, which is also a paint company that I like and work with. And now Farrell and Ball is another company that I'm starting to work with and have some beautiful colors. But if you have a pen and a paper handy, we're going to get started. And we're going to go by category. We'll make it nice and easy for you. All right. And taking a look at, there are many decks that Benjamin Moore has, but the two main decks of paint colors are the classic deck, or their original deck, and the preview deck. And we're going to work in those. And within those, there are subsets of different type of colors based upon application and tones of color. So I'm going to start with the Benjamin Moore's, what they call PM or pre-mixed colors. They're ready-mixed colors. And typically, these are done for outsides of houses. They're trim colors, they're exterior colors, and so on. But I want to focus on trim, because trim is a very big deal right now, because the look of trim has changed a little bit. Typically in the past, I would say 5 to 10 years ago, we were seeing sort of soft off-white colors being used for trim. Creams, linen white was probably the most popular trim color I did about 10 years ago. But that's very, very much changed, because paint colors have gotten lighter. When you had a saturated color, if you were painting a room dark wine color or a dark green or a gold, you could use a linen white because there was enough contrast between the two. But in 2016, the paint colors are much lighter. There's light grays, light off-white tones. So you really need a strong trim color so that there is contrast, especially if you're working with colonials or homes where there's a lot of embellishments, because you want to see the different layers. So for that case, I would start by saying probably the color that I use the most in painting trim would be Benjamin Moore's pre-mixed super white. So that's one that I would highly recommend. There are a million whites out there. People say, what about Decorator's White? What about Dove White? There are really only, I would say, two colors that I use for painting trim now. If somebody doesn't say what they want, I will lead them to Super White, because it gives you a nice, crisp white. It's not a blue white. It's not a gray white. It's a pure white. So you could even put a very soft off-white color next to super white, and it's still, there's a contrast there. So in fact, that's what happened yesterday. Yesterday I was color consulting and doing the outside of a woman's house, and she had already painted the outside of her house a sort of off-white color, and then she got stuck and she had to call me to come out and pick a trim color and shutters and a door, because there was nowhere to go. I mean, she had a lot of trim on her house and it would all look like it's the same color. So what we did is we went with super white, and then her warm creamy white with the super white trim looked like there was another layer, and you could see all the trim on the house. And then we picked a beautiful Avon green for the shutters and the door, and it worked very well with the roof line and the balance of the house. So the two paint colors that I like for trim, one is super white. The other one is called, let's see one second here. I lost my train of thought. One is called super white, and one is called, where is it here? One second, lost my place. Okay. Well, I'll get back to that in a minute. Sometimes that happens. But let's go back to the super white. So super white is a great interior trim color. Simply white. Super white or simply white. Now, simply white is Benjamin Moore's color of the year. And it's nice because it's a warm white, but it's not cream. It's not yellow. It has some warmth to it. And if you're picking a darker base color, you can get away with simply white because it's still white and it appears as white and there's a contrast. But if you're picking a light gray or a grayish or a warm soft beige tone, you're going to want to do super white for contrast. All right, so for interior trim, we're going to recommend either super white or simply white. Sorry about that senior moment. It's happening more and more these days. As far as exterior door colors, one of the colors that I always do for doors, I just like the way they look, is Benjamin Moore interior exterior black semi-gloss or gloss paint. It's great. It's a classic. It goes well with a lot of things, and it really does pop. If you're doing a brick house, black front door is nice. If you have a pale cream or tan or a yellow house or a pale green house, a black front door is classic. Now, when it comes to greens, I'm not so much into greens these days. Benjamin Moore has three exterior greens that they like: chrome green, Essex green, and black forest green. And the one that I would recommend would be the black forest green. It actually looks like black, but there's green in the undertones. And it's a terrific look for a house. If you've always had green, but you want to do something a little richer or more sophisticated, I would suggest the black forest green exterior room premix color for Benjamin Moore. Now, if we're talking about doing reds, there are four reds in the Benjamin Moore category that are exterior colors. There is country redwood, cottage red, classic burgundy, and heritage red. Now, all of these are very good red colors, but they're all very different. Country redwood and cottage red are more of a brick tone color, country redwood being a little bit lighter. Classic burgundy is just that. It's a true classic burgundy, and we do still do a lot of classic burgundy shutters and classic burgundy front doors. And heritage red is your perfect red if you have that sort of white house with the black shutters and you want a pop of red for a red front door. So I would say, as far as the categories go within red, I would say cottage red is the richer of the two reds. If you have, maybe your house is sort of a khaki or a green color and you want to bring a brick red into it, cottage red is one of my favorite colors for front doors. If you're going to do a wine color or a burgundy, classic burgundy always stands up. Make sure when you paint a front door, you paint it semi-gloss or even gloss. You want to have sheen on your front door. And if you're looking for a true red, heritage red, Benjamin Moore's heritage red exterior room color is great as far as that is concerned for trim and shutters on your house. Okay. All right, so we're going to move on to the next area, and these are Benjamin Moore's colors that are historic. And the historic colors are classically my favorite. They're beautiful colors. None of them are garish, and they have grays in the undertones. And they're really tried and true. Some of my favorite colors in Benjamin Moore's deck happen to be the historic colors. All right, you know what? We're going to take a couple quick commercial messages, because this is going to take us a while to go through the historic. And we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand,
or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. If you're just tuning in, today is all about paint color. We're working with the company Benjamin Moore, and we're talking about my favorite colors. I've been a colorist for 18 years, and 2 days a week I devote solely to color, scheduled appointments. If you would like me to come out to your house, I do have a special right now for $199. I will come through your whole house and pick the paint colors for every room. It's a bargain. It's typically a $350 value, and I do them by appointment. I usually do about 5 to 6 a day on Tuesdays and Fridays. So if you'd like to get more information or book a color consultation, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Today's show, though, is all about those colors that I continue to use and on a regular basis go to. And we talked a little bit in the previous segment about exterior colors, colors that were good trim for both inside and outside, and then colors for shutters and doors. So now we're on to Benjamin Moore's historic palette, which is very classic. There's a lot of gray in the undertones, and they are tried and true colors. So we're going to go through starting from HC1, Historic Color 1, and we'll run through the deck and show you some of the ones that are my favorite. I think you'll find over time that this broadcast, whether you're listening to it live now or listen to the podcast, is well worth the time you invest in it, because it really will help you to narrow down on those quite expensive samples that we keep getting and putting on our walls and not sure where we're going. So starting with the deck with the historic palette for Benjamin Moore for their series, both in the classic and the preview deck, I like Castleton Mist. That is HC, Historic Color 1. It's sort of a green-yellow color. It's very subtle. It looks beautiful with white trim, and it's a very pretty color. It works well with navy. It works well with wine color. It works well with chocolate brown. It works well with a lot of other colors, and it brings something new to the table. It's a fresh, very soft, light lime color, and I really like it a lot. In fact, I use it in my own house in my living room. I took it from pale yellow to this Castleton Mist, this sort of lime shade, and it's very subtle, though. It's not the harshness or the neonness of lime. It's just sort of a soft version of them. So that's one that I really do like a lot. If you like that color but you're afraid it's a little too green, the one step down, HC2, Beacon Hill Damask, HC Historic Color 2, is also quite nice. I like that as well and have used that in my own house in a guest room. It's a little bit more neutral than the HC1, but it's also quite a beautiful color. It has sort of that citrusy green-yellow, and it's very, very attractive. Okay, so if we're looking for then maybe a gold color, we're not seeing gold as much, but about 10 to 15 years ago, I was painting a lot of gold in people's houses. So there are a couple of colors that I like in the gold tones, and one is HC Historic Color 9. I'm going to try to go slow as people are writing these. And that's called Chestertown, Chestertown, like the town Chestertown, Buff, HC9. That's a great soft gold color, and that will work well. Maybe you have a living room, maybe you have a dining room you want to put some gold into. It's a pretty color. Another one that I use a lot is HC Historic Color 12. This is in the Benjamin Moore historic deck, HC12, and that's Concord Ivory. Those are both, in fact, with Benjamin Moore, you cannot go by the name of the color. You have to go by what I'm telling you, because Concord Ivory, in fact, is a beautiful gold color, not necessarily an ivory, but a beautiful gold color. In fact, I use that one for gold quite a bit. If we go down to the next category, there is another gold that I like. It's sort of a greenish gold. It's a little bit different. It's not for everybody. I did this recently in a dining room, and it was quite nice, and that is HC17, and that is Summerdale Gold, HC17. Summer, S-U-M-M-E-R, Dale Gold. And that's another beautiful gold tone. It's sort of a greenish gold. And then along those lines of a green gold is HC22, and that is Blair Gold. And Blair Gold is more of a greenish gold, but those two are quite, quite nice. So then we're going to go into our taupe tones. These are great for interior because they're very neutral, but they also look nice on the outside of a house. Any color, I mean, there are colors that Benjamin Moore makes that say exterior, but you could make any color paint in both exterior and interior. So there, if you get your pens ready, and then shortly we're going to have to break for news, I'm going to give you a couple of nice neutral shades that I like a lot. They're sort of taupe shades, and they seem to do very well on the walls. And the first one is HC Historic Color 26, and that color is called Monroe Bisque. It's sort of a soft, tanny taupe color. It's relatively light, and it works well in rooms. It's very neutral. You could bring in, again, navy. You could bring in burgundy. You can bring olive. You could bring rust. You could bring so many colors into it. You could bring grays. You can bring chocolate browns, and it works very, very well. Another one that I've used before is HC Historic Color 28, and that is Shelbourne Buff, S-H-E-L-B-U-R-N-E, Buff, HC28, another terrific color that you can use. That's sort of a neutral tan. I'm going to give you another one. Now, this one is slightly yellower. It's not yellow. It's very much tan, and I use this a lot when I stage houses. But it's a great light tan, and that is HC Historic Color 35, and that's Powell Buff, B-U-F-F. That's a really good, that's probably my most go-to tan. When somebody says tan, I mean, today everybody says gray, 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 but when I have a chance to do tan, I do Powell Buff. It's a nice, rich tan with white trim. It looks great, and you can just put absolutely anything with it. I'm going to give you one or two more. I don't want to stay out of this category because we're going to go to news. It's called Putnam Ivory. It's HC Historic Color 39. It's a nice taupe color. Works well with a lot of things. If you want a true taupe, there are two that I really, really love. The first of which I probably use more than any other. If someone asks me for taupe, I give them Shaker Beige. That's one of my favorite taupes. That's HC Historic Color 45. Shaker Beige is a great taupe. There's another taupe I like, but there's a little bit of a pinky tone to it. I did use it in my last house as my bedroom color, and I absolutely love it. It's sort of mocha-y, but it's light. It's called Bradstreet Beige. Where Shaker Beige is sort of a gray taupe, Bradstreet Beige has sort of a slight pinkiness to it, but it is also a taupe, and it's very rich. And that's HC Historic Color 48, and that is Bradstreet Beige. Now, there is another in this same general family. There is another color that I like that's a neutral, but it's a lot stronger. I do it a lot in bedrooms. I use it in big spaces. It's a darker tan. Almost a camel, and it's a beautiful color, but it's not really neutral. And you might want to try that as well. Every time I've done it, I've gotten rave reviews on it. It's HC Historic Color 34, and that's Wilmington, like Wilmington, Delaware. Wilmington Tan, W-I-L-M-I-N-G-T-O-N. Wilmington, like Wilmington, North Carolina. Wilmington, Delaware. Tan, HC 34. Now, that's more of a dramatic color. It's in the tan ranges in the historic palette, but it's really beautiful. So if you're looking for something that's really striking, that would definitely be it. We have about 2 minutes left in the segment, and I think I'm going to take you to one more area of color. And then when we come back after news, we'll move on. And that is, I love caramel colors. They've been very appealing to me for the past couple of years. And anytime I have a chance to do caramel, I do that a lot lately, both interior and exterior. And one of my favorites is HC 42, and that is Roxbury, R-O-X-B-U-R-Y, caramel. Really beautiful, beautiful color. It's a rich caramel color. Works well with white, with black, with navy. It works well with everything. The other one I like in that category is HC 41. It's a little bit stronger. It's called Richmond, R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D, Gold. Roxbury Caramel 42 or Richmond Gold HC 41 are both rich caramel tones. So we're going to stop there. We're going to go do our news. You can put your pen down and get take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with today's topic, which is all about the best paint colors for your home. We'll be back shortly after commercial messages with more of Modern Design.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton both closer to scoring their party's presidential nomination after resounding victories in the delegate-rich New York primary. New Yorkers quick to react.
We kind of figured that Trump would win big.
I was a Bernie fan, but Hillary will do too.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's all fixed.
Trump got 60% of the vote, saying Texas Senator Ted Cruz now close to being mathematically eliminated from the race. Clinton beating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by 15 points. Today, Trump campaigns in Indiana and Maryland. Clinton campaigns in Philadelphia. Bernie Sanders taking the day off in Vermont. California lawmakers advanced nearly a half dozen gun control bills. The measures would outlaw military-style rifles with detachable magazines, ban clips that hold more than 10 rounds, and require homemade guns to be registered. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is
right?
That right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
Continuing coverage now, the race to the White House. A more presidential-sounding Donald Trump speaks after winning big in New York. USA Radio's Jason Wirt has details.
In a speech largely devoid of insults and taunts, Donald Trump addressed supporters after his expected huge win in New York, and he focused on issues such as jobs.
Our jobs are being sucked out of our states. They're being taken out of our country. And we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're going to stop it.
Trump added he would use America's best business minds to handle trade negotiations to make the nation win again on the international stage. I'm Jason Wirt.
Schools in Houston, Texas, back in session today after heavy rains and flooding cancel classes and kill at least 7 people. Officials say floodwaters that block roads to downtown Houston have mostly receded now. And Viacom warning Dish Network subscribers that they might lose a few networks tonight as the two companies negotiate for several months about which Viacom networks Dish would carry. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hayer, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
A desperate search continues in a Virginia national park for a woman who hasn't been heard from in a week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Sweetheart, I love you.
That's the husband of a missing Fairfax County, Virginia firefighter who is making a tearful plea for his wife's safe return. She's been missing ever since the middle of last week.
I'm not sure where you are, but know we are all looking for you, and I look forward to your safe return.
Stephen Mittendorf of Woodbridge calling the uncertainty of the whereabouts of his wife, Nicole, unbearable. The massive search continuing in the Shenandoah National Park after the female firefighter's car was found there on Saturday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Fidel Castro says Cuban communism will remain long after he's gone. The 89-year-old former Cuban leader making a rare appearance at a Communist Party meeting in Havana saying his time left on Earth is short, Castro leading the 1959 revolution that brought the communists to power. Tiger Woods is apparently ramping up his practice sessions, perhaps looking to make a return to competitive golf. The Golf Channel reporting that Woods has been involved in 4 to 5 hour practice sessions over the last few weeks and looks great. The 40-year-old hasn't competed in a tournament since last August's Wyndham Championship and has been recovering from 2 back surgeries that were performed in September and in October. This is USA Radio News. Get more news at usaradio.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Today's topic is all about paint colors and picking the best paint colors for your home. We're working with the Benjamin Moore palette and going through some of the colors that I've done in my 18 years of color consultation that I find to be my favorite of some of the best colors amongst the group. And we're working in the historic palette right now. And we were working before commercial in sort of neutral tans, and now we're transitioning to sort of terracotta colors. So for terracotta colors, there's 3 that I like a lot and do have used in my own home and other people's home. All 3 of them happen to be historic colors. They're HC colors. The first one is HC51, and that's probably my favorite of the 3. And that's called Audubon, A-U-D-U-B-O-N, Audubon Russet. HC51 is a sort of terracotta color. I have it in my own family room, and I absolutely love it. It's a really rich color. Looks well with white trim, and it really pairs well with sage greens. It pairs well with navy. It pairs well with a lot of other colors, but it is in itself a very striking color. The second one I like is HC50, and that's called Georgian Brick, which is a warm terracotta, bricky type of a tone. Very pretty as well. And finally, the last terracotta color I like is called Mayflower, M-A-Y-F-L-O-W-E-R, red. And in fact, it is not a red, it's a terracotta. Those 3 are very similar in tone, the brick being a little bit darker. But all 3 are similar in tone, and they're beautiful shades of terracotta, HC49, HC50, and HC51. All right, and then we have an area of pinks, but I have to tell you, in the historic palette, there's not a pink I like. They're very brown. I'm not a big fan of pink paint in particular. There are certain instances, if you're doing a little girl's room, if you're doing something sort of retro with gray and pink, I could work with maybe some pinks, but nothing in the historic palette that I think is good. Well, later in the deck, we'll take a look at some pinks that I think are pretty, but... more on the coral side, none of them in the historic palette. Then we go to burgundies. Again, no burgundies that I love. There is one that's pretty good. It's a slightly brown burgundy. It looks a little bit more updated, and that is HC64. It's Townsend Harbor Brown. Again, with Benjamin Moore's palette, you can't really go by the name. You have to look at the color. Brown will be blue will be red. You have to really look at it. So Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D, Harbor Brown, HC64, is a rich wine burgundy color that I think looks kind of nice. Very masculine if you're doing a library, if you're doing something sort of on the masculine side, I think it could be kind of nice. And then we go into the historic palette browns. And I really don't see any browns that I'm in love with per se. We'll move on a little bit. Oh, there is one brown, which is more of almost a butterscotchy color, which is kind of nice. And that's called Maryville Brown, M-A-R-Y-V-I-L-L-E, Brown. And that's HC, Historic Color 75. That's a rich color. If you pair that with reds, that's kind of a nice combination. It's sort of kind of butterscotchy, but it'll be a little bit darker, sort of a butterscotchy color. Really nice color as well. I've used that many times before. Okay, so let's move on to greens because Benjamin Moore's historic palette has really good greens and a lot of greens. So we're going to go through some of the greens, and there's a lot in this category. Probably more than any other category as far as greens are concerned. And these greens range from a sort of a khaki color to a gray green to sort of a dark hunter green and then sort of a blue green or a teal color. So we'll go through them by category. And starting by sort of a khaki green, there are a number that are very, very nice looking. Again, their names don't necessarily reflect the color that they actually are. You'll have to go by my voice. And when we eventually go on YouTube, I'll be able to hold them up so you can see that I'm telling the truth. So as far as khaki greens are concerned, there's a couple that I really like. One of them happens to be Bennington Gray, Bennington Gray. It's HC82. And it's sort of a khaki green, very, very pretty looking color. Another color that I like a lot is HC, Historic Color 79, and that's Green Briar Beige, GREENBRIER Beige. And they're both sort of khaki green colors, very, very nice looking, very easy to work with other colors, and very rich. There's a lighter version, which I use all the time, and that's called Crown Point Sand, C-R-O-W-N, point, P-O-I-N-T, sand. That's HC90. It's sort of a light khaki green, really, really pretty color. It's subtle. I really like that a lot. It's one of my favorites. Crown Point Sand is HC90. Going on in that same range, there really are... again, probably more than other category, these nice sort of khaki neutral greens that are beautiful. The next one I love too. I use this all the time. It's HC Historic Color 96. It's called Richmond Gray, R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D, gray. It's not gray at all. It's sort of a light green khaki color. Very, very pretty. Also HC 91, Danville, D-A-N-V-I-L-L-E, tan. In fact, it's not a tan at all. It's sort of a khaki green color, very pretty. And then there's one that I use a lot that's slightly different than those. It's still a green, but it's kind of neutral. It goes with so many things. It's called, in fact, Wheeling Neutral, W-H-E-E-L-I-N-G, Wheeling Neutral, N-E-U-T-R-A-L. That is HC or Historic Color 92. All those happen to be sort of khaki green colors, very, very pretty. And then if we move on a little bit from the green, we start looking at the some of the gray colors. So one of the gray colors that I like a lot is called Sandy Hook Gray. It's sort of a brown gray, very nice in the historic palette. And that is HC108, very pretty color, and one that I've used many times before. Then let's see here as far as grays are concerned. Probably my favorite grays are on the last page of the deck. And on the last page of the deck, HC169, that's called Coventry Gray, C-O-V-E-N-T-R-Y, Coventry Gray. 169 is probably one of my favorite grays. It's a really rich, neutral gray. It's not too blue or too brown. I use it quite a bit. The other one that I use quite a bit is called Stonington Gray, and that's HC170, HC Historic Color 170, Stonington Gray. Very, very pretty gray tone. And then there is a new category that in the grays that has become incredibly popular, and they are called now grayges. They're a combination of gray and beige, and are you great in bigger spaces where you can bring the color in with the accent. And there's two colors that I particularly like for grayges, and that is HC172. That's Revere Pewter. Probably used that in 2015 more than any other gray. It is actually a grayge. It's a combination of gray and beige. Super popular. Revere Pewter HC172 or Edgecomb Gray, which is slightly lighter. EDGE, Edgecomb, COMB, one word, gray, HC173. Now, in the grays, if you're looking for a charcoal, one of the ones that I like a lot is called Kendall Charcoal, and that's HC166, which is a really nice charcoal gray. All right, so in the historic palette, there are blues. There's not as many blues as greens. I mean, I think I might have to go back to green because it sort of splits it, and there's a couple more greens I want to talk about. But let's do blue, and then we'll finish on green because, as I say, in the historic palette, there's more greens than anything. Navy has become increasingly popular. So because of that, I'm doing a lot of Navy dining rooms, a lot of Navy bedrooms, and so on. And there is two colors in particular that I love for Navy. And the first one is probably my favorite, and that is HC, Historic Color 156. That's called Vanduzen, V-A-N-D-U-E-S-E-N, blue. Do that all the time. The other color that I do a lot with the Navy is Newburyport Blue. Now, I'm going to have to probably spell that. New, N-E-W-B-U-R-Y-P-O-R-T, Newburyport, all one word, blue. That's Historic Color 155. It's a slightly darker version of the Vanduzen blue. Very rich and a really nice blue color. So, all right, so we're at commercial. I'm going to take some messages and some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. We're talking about wonderful paint colors, and I'm in Benjamin Moore's Historic Palette. We just finished with the navies, and now I'm going to do some sort of blue-green tones. These are very, very popular right now. I would say the gray tones and the soft blues or the blue-greens are probably the most popular colors out there right now. So I want to go to some beautiful blue-green tones or soft blues that I really like a lot. And I want to start with sort of a soft blue in the Historic Palette, and there are a number of them. One of the ones that I use quite a bit happens to be Woodlawn Blue, which is HC, Historic Color 147. It's sort of a soft bluish color with some green in the undertones. Terrific for bedrooms, bathrooms, very spa-like and restful. Another one that I use is called Wedgwood Gray, which is actually a blue, a soft blue, which is HC, Historic Color 146. And then moving on, a little bit greener, but some really sort of blue-green tones that I like. There's a series of three that I use quite a bit. And these names you probably have even heard of because they're pretty popular. And that is Palladian Blue, which is HC144, P-A-L-L-A-D-I-A-N. Palladian Blue, which is sort of a blue-green, like a patina color. Very, very pretty. The next one is Wyeth Blue, which is W-Y-T-H-E Blue. That's HC, Historic Color 143. Beautiful, beautiful blue-green color. And then finally, Stratton Blue, also very nice, a little bit stronger as a blue-green color, and that is HC Historic Color 142. Stratton is spelled S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N Blue, and it's a beautiful blue-green color, pairs well with grays or greiges. Very, very, very nice together. And then finally, because there are so many greens in the historic deck, I'm going to go back to some of the softer greens that I really like. And that is and that is starting with probably my favorite sage green, which continues to be popular, and that is HC114 Saybrook Sage. Saybrook Sage is sort of a beautiful sage. It's a gray-green. It's just perfect. It's a foolproof color. It always comes out right. It works well in every said, if I have to pick a sage or a light green to stage a house, I'm going to use Saybrook. It works well with white cabinets. It works well with cherry cabinets. It works well in bathrooms. It works well in any space you put it in. It's just right. It's not too bright. It's not too cool. It's just in the middle. And it's a very, very pleasing color. Another color similar to that, which is a gray-green, is called Nantucket Gray. It is a green. Nantucket, N-A-N-T-U-C-K-E-T, gray, and that's HC-111. Those are very, very nice greens. Now, last year's color of the year green, which is sort of a soft green, not sagey, but a soft green would be Guilford Green, which is G-U-I-L-F-O-R-D green, which is HC-116. It's more of just a soft green. It's not really a sage, but it's a very, very pretty green. I like that a lot. And also Georgian green is a pretty green, and that's HC-115. That has a little bit more yellow in it, but it's a pretty soft green. HC-115 is Georgian green, very, very pretty green. And, you know, people are still sometimes looking for dark greens. So if you were looking for a hunter or a very dark green, I think for me, if you wanted to get a true hunter green, I like HC-135, and that's Lafayette green, L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E green. That's a true sort of dark hunter color and works very well. Also, I did shutters yesterday at home, and she wanted a darker green, and we used Avon green, which was a nice mid-tone green. It wasn't hunter. It was a little bit more updated, but it was a rich green. It worked well with a brown roof, and that is HC-126, and that is Avon green, which is a nice green. So that sort of concludes the ones that I like in the historic palette. I do use the historic palette quite a bit because they have a lot of gray in the undertones, and they work well with everything. And that brings us to the classic deck itself. And the classic deck was the original Benjamin Moore deck before we got the preview deck many years later, which we currently use today. And there are many, many colors in the classic deck. Typically, you know, they run in just numerical order from 001 until basically, let's see what the last one here is. It runs from 001 to 1680, so there's 1680 colors in the classic deck. These colors tend to be less gray. They tend to be more bright. So some of these colors I don't care for. I don't find myself using a lot of them, except for the ones that have sort of gray tones to them because there's beautiful undertones in the gray tones or beige tones. But for the most part, I don't use a lot of the classic deck itself because it's very bright. Within, though, there are some colors that are quite beautiful and special and stick out. And some of those are terrific in the right application. So we're going to run through that deck and starting with looking for sort of a coral color. Every once in a while, I've been getting calls lately that they want they're looking for a beautiful coral tone. So one of the ones that I think is a sort of a pretty coral is in the Benjamin Moore's classic deck. It is number 12, 012, 012. It's called Coral Reef. It's sort of a soft coral color, very pretty, C-O-R-A-L Reef, and that is number 12 on the classic deck for Benjamin Moore. There's one that's slightly browner that's also pretty, and that's called Coral Rock, and that's a 032 or 32, and C-O-R-A-L Rock. And those are true corals and quite nice, actually. So I do recommend them. Those are nice coral colors. And then it transitions from coral to sort of a brownish clay color, and then sort of into a terracotta or orangey kind of tone. And then there's a color that I like. It's sort of like a coppery color. I did a kitchen in Maplewood, New Jersey about 7 or 8 years ago, and it was a 1920s kitchen with all white cabinets, and the woman had a big collection of blue and white porcelain, of Delft of porcelain, and I wanted to pick a color that was going to offset it, so I used a color called Pumpkin Patch. P-U-M-K-I-N, Pumpkin Patch, that's number 55, which is sort of like the color of a copper penny, if you will. it offset the blue, and it was really, with an all-white, white kitchen, it was really magic, and it worked very well. So that was one that I really liked. There's another color in that palette that's similar to that, and that's called Vegetable Patch, which I've used as well, and that's number 63063. It's called Vegetable Patch, and that has that same sort of copper penny kind of a color. And it's very well, and it pairs well with blues and greens, but blue in particular is kind of striking. So then it sort of transitions through sort of oranges and peaches. Not too many colors that I would necessarily recommend, and I don't see a lot of requests for peaches and oranges these days. Sometimes in contemporary settings, a very bright orange. There is one that I kind of like, and that is called Bryce Canyon. It's a very strong, sort of a coppery color. If you were to do maybe an accent wall or something, I think it's kind of a pretty color. It's called Bryce Canyon, B-R-Y-C-E Canyon, and that's a number 8 on Benjamin Moore's classic deck. Pretty color as well. Then it transitions from that into yellow tones. And again, there's lots of yellows and golds in the classic deck because those colors were more popular years ago. There's a lot of yellow tones and gold tones. So we'll go through some of those, and you can write down some that you think will work well for you. They change drastically from chip to chip, so you can get one that's very orange and the next one is a perfect yellow. So we'll go through some of these on the deck and see. It's funny, I used these a lot more 10 years ago than I do now. And it just shows you how much colors have changed in the past 10 years. Here's a color that I like a lot that I have used before, and it's called Key West Ivory. It's sort of a creamy, tanny kind of a color. There's a little bit of green in the undertones, but it's a very pretty color. It's called Key West Ivory, and that's 192. Very nice. It's in the classic deck. Let's see. Move on here. Okay. Now, if you're looking for a khaki color, there's one that I like a lot, and that's called Crisp Khaki, Crisp, C-R-I-S-P, Khaki, and that's number 234 in the historic deck. That's also very nice. It's a very pretty khaki. If you ever put khaki together with coral, that's a really nice combination. Also pairs well with navy blue. Then it's taking me sort of into the greens after that, and there's beautiful greens in the classic palette. One of the light greens that I like a lot is called Woven Jacquard. That's W-O-V-E-N, Jacquard, J-A-C-Q-U-A-R-D, and that's number 254. Really beautiful, beautiful color. Another color that's a little bit more yellow-green is called Golden Hills. Very pretty color as well. I've used that before. Look great when you're doing navy blue and citrus green. Looks great together. Golden Hills, and that's 262. Very nice on the color spectrum. And then we get into sort of really bright green-yellow tones, which I do see people requesting yellow-green tones a lot now. They pair nicely with gold. I'm sorry. They pair nicely with gray. So we're seeing a lot of those. But none that I love right in this particular section. There is a bright yellow, a very bright yellow that I like a lot because people are doing gray and yellow. In fact, my office at home, in my home office, I decided I was reading a book about color, and they say you should have your office be yellow because it encourages energy and ideas. So I picked a color called Crown Hill Yellow, C-R-O-W-N-E, second word hill, H-I-L-L, yellow, and that's 312. Many, many years ago, there was a decorating place in the heart of Morristown called Perot. They had beautiful things, and one of the rooms that was done in this studio that they had, which is an old townhouse, I think it's a spa today, had a room, and it was done in Crown Hill yellow with white trim, and it was spectacular. And I really like that color. It invokes a lot of energy. And it's a good yellow. It's a strong yellow without being neon. And that's the problem with yellow. Yellow is a beautiful color. But yellow can go neon very quickly, and then it becomes very unappealing to the eye. So then it takes me through lots of yellows, but none that I would recommend because they're all very, very, they look like a highlighter. They're all very too sort of yellow. Then we go to sort of yellow greens, which again are very much in style. And there are a couple that I like a lot. One is called Sweet Pear. It's a nice yellow green color. Sweet Pear is $3.89 on the historic palette for Benjamin Moore. Another one that I like a lot is called Sesame, and that's $3.81. Nothing at all like a sesame seed. It's sort of a soft green tone, very, very pretty. And then they sort of get sort of limey as far as the green is concerned. Green can go very good or it can go very bad very quickly. So not